welcome back to Lobel Spot. I know, I'm the wrong person. That should be him that's saying that, or that way. I don't know which way around this fucking is. Anyway, anyone that doesn't know me, I'm up for the challenge. Basically, we're going to be chatting today about friendship, and which is kind of why I'm here. Hi. And also, for some of you haven't realised, because you may have not seen the video from last time, this is kind of Lobel's return. You may not realise he's been gone, because we've been re-uploading videos, and we've been, you know, getting other people to talk on here. But basically, this is the return. And he thought, you know what? What better way to do that than someone who isn't Lobel actually helping in return? I know it doesn't make any sense to you, but fuck it. We're a little bit gone in the head, so it's fine. How are we doing? How are we doing, normal host?
My name's Lobel, by the way.
Oh, yes. Didn't know who it was.
I'm doing just okay, actually. Like, it's very weird because I had these grand plans of the day I come back. It's like Lobel Spark, the intensity, the all that. And I don't have that today. But it's comfortable to say that to you. Like, I don't have it right now. Can you pick me up today? Like that's...
The thing is, as well, this is Lobel Spark. A spark can always turn into a fire, but it's still a spark. And that's the main fucking thing.
Right. You know. Yeah, no, 100%. It's a momentary flash of light.
Yeah, today we've got some embers. Tomorrow we'll have a full bonfire. So that's the thing. It's and that's
yeah.
The point of it as well, is that it's that, and it's being able to chat and still being able to interact, because...
Right.
And the reason, like, the reason you've been gone, so if anyone doesn't know, the reason you've been gone is because you were getting to the point where you just went, I can't keep fucking going at this speed. I can't keep doing this. Otherwise, I'm going to collapse. So it's... You know, the whole reason...
And I think that was smart on my part, to be like, I have to do this. But I built it up in my head for so long of, like, the day you come back, the first podcast or whatever, you know, on fire, on fire, on fire. And then I woke up this morning and I wasn't on fire. And I'm like, fuck. Well, this is it. But the whole premise of this podcast is friendship. So I'm leaning on you.
I mean, that's incredible.
And we're going to get it done. Like that's...
I mean, if most people woke up on fire, I think they'd be more concerned they were on fire. But, but I mean, it's the whole idea. I mean, going, oh, yeah, it's, you know, I'm going to come back. It's that kind of quote of everyone has a plan until you get hit. It's as simple as that. It's everyone. Yeah. What is this meant to be? The amount of times I've had to, you know, call off podcasts before. Because, you know, with guests, because I just, you know what, I can't do it. But then I've had days when I've recorded 3 podcasts in one day, you know.
Right.
It's difficult to do, because, you know, the whole point for both of our communities, for both of us, is to be like, right, we're the ones that are up. We're the ones that are, you know, we are right. Trying to make sure that you guys can see that you're going to be okay. And it's actually fucking...
This is actually a perfect example of what friendship is. Like, is, you know, I really didn't want to do the podcast today. Like, I didn't. And you're like, no, I got you.
But I'm the just going, no, motherfucker. Do the goddamn podcast. That's basically what he's saying there. For anyone that didn't get the coding there, I'm waiting for fucking hell.
Go to my TikTok page and see how many times I say, fuck you, do it.
he's just said there's gonna be hand signals in me. He's saying help, but no, it's
but I was comfortable to say that to you. Like, that means a fuck ton to me, man. Like, that's so my whole life is centered around, well, sports, but but aside from sports, it's centered around a group of friends that I have had for 30 years. And the reason that all, like, 15 of these people are thriving in life and have gotten through things is because we have dedicated ourselves to each other. As in, you're going through something. If someone's high, you help them. Or, you know, you help them when you're high and they're low. For me, today, I'm low. I don't know if you're high or not, but you're helping me.
Well, see, this is... I'm sorry, but...
Like
that. The names alone, you are Lobel, and I am up for the challenge. So fucking work. I mean, the fucking...
Now, that's the TikTok. That's the...
I mean, What the fuck else? I mean, it's that, that's the, you know, but it's...
Yeah. It's just, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. But like...
Back. You're back. That's the thing.
I'm back.
That's the thing.
Like, I'm back.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. And we're going to get this shit cranked up. It's just, today, I couldn't predict how I was going to feel. So I was like, hey, up.
Hey, a crank has time. You crank something up. You have to start down here. All right? So it was no fucking good. If you're cranking it up, you've got to start lower and keep going up. That's all it is.
And there's no better person in the world that I would ever pick to be like, we're coming back today. You got to help me, man. Like, you got to help me because I'm so fucking low.
I am, of course, up for the challenge. But it's, you know, that's what you take. And that's the point. Like we said about friendship and having someone there and discussing and being low, because that's when you're just going to go, I can't do this. But it's also, as I said off camera as well, that is the time when I think we also need to show everyone else, because a lot of the time we are the people that are like, no, come on, we fucking got this, come on. And then when we're not that good, sometimes you don't want to get in front of the camera because it's like, I don't want people to know that I'm not. So, no, actually, they need to know that you are low too, because that means that when they're low, they don't beat themselves up more because they've never seen you low. It's that
right.
Because that's the problem with a lot of kind of idealizing people of like when somebody then has a day when they're awful and you never see it, you just think, well, they're always so good. They're always, and it's like, well, no, actually, like, they were really fucking bad.
You have given me the confidence to say to the world, Lobal is low today. like I am not good today. And I wanted so bad to be awesome, and I'm not there. But then ADHD goes through your brain and says, okay, well, this is how you were feeling 2 months ago when you took this break. So now it's conflicting of like, am I ready to come back? Or am I ready? This is the perfect way for me to come back because. The whole premise is friendship. You're a friend. I love you, and you're helping me. So
the way of taking control is public, because when the ADHD is trying to say, you know, are you ready? Can you do this? And you're just going, no. I've got the fucking control. I'm saying that we're doing this. It's me. It is not the ADHD. It's not this. It's not that.
Right.
Because, I mean, I was talking about this before, about having that, giving a name to part of your brain. That part of your brain that always wants to talk shit to you. You give it a name, it's far easier to deal with, because if you think of it as a separate person, if you have it, and I'm not talking about like actual, you know, two thoughts yet, I'm just thinking, you know, that part of you that always, you know, if you put on weight that looks in the mirror and goes, you piece of shit, whatever. If you say to that part of your brain, you know, call it, I don't know, whatever, Genghis Khan, whatever fucking name you want to come up with, so it is not you, I think it's easier to deal with, because you're just like, no, fuck you, Genghis. I'm fucking doing this. I'm awesome. Fuck you. And it becomes easier to deal with sometimes, because you're going, no. I have control. I have this, not you.
Yeah. But trusting the person to take over when you can't do it. You have to trust that person.
Fuck off now, motherfucker.
Fuck you. This is Lobal's fucking.
I have control. It's mine.
Honey. But this is the whole thing. Now I'm getting more energized.
It does. having somebody to bounce off of and can be so important, because
it's everything. It's everything.
Yeah, because having someone there that you can talk to, because it's so difficult. Or let's be honest. Life's shit most of the fucking time. It's just that you find the times, like, it's like if anyone says, "Oh, life is a roller coaster," yeah. Most of the time, you're shitting yourself, and then you go, "Fuck, this was fun." Nah, fuck.
And then you get back in the line to go on the roller coaster again.
You had a really nice view at the top, and then you went, "Fuck, no, it's going down." You know, so it's shit. But if you're there with your friend, with your partner, with someone else in that roller coaster, yeah, it's shit. But at least you've got someone's fucking arm to grab hold of. You know, that's the point.
The whole thing. With this podcast, like, I don't know a lot of details of, you know, the science behind all these kind of things. Great. Wonderful. If you like to read, that's awesome. I can't, but I'm going to be there for you if I give a shit about you. And that, like, every time. That is my advantage, is I just love you. Like, that's what it is. So, like, and I will never stop. I will never stop. And that's the ADHD side of me that is great. And, you know, I knew you have to turn your own light on first.
I was about to say, I was gonna...
Yeah, I knew it. It segued great into that. But for me, it's, I just love you. Thank you.
And like you've said already, the turn your light over. If you can't...
I'm going to get you to say I love you, Lobo, by the end of this. I'm going to
get you... you know, the main thing is, the thing is, if you're not okay yourself, you're a fuck all use to anyone else. You
know, right.
You put it in straight down the middle. That's yeah. Why I say turn on your light first. Because, like I've said before, if you're the one that always picks somebody else up, if you're the one that's always there for somebody else, and you finally fall below where anybody else can get to you, there's no one else to help them anymore and to pick them up. So you have to come first. And that's part of why then you have friendship groups, so that you can be there for each other. It's intertwined, because
right.
Being there for yourself also means you can lean on someone else. And I think
yes.
The problem is that so many times we'll go, no, I don't need to lean. You lean on me. And it's like, no.
That's not how that
I'm
works.
Here. I need a fucking shoulder. You cunt. Just fucking stand there.
That's
you know,
literally what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
Is leaning on you to help me, because I woke up like shit today.
And we sit down, because standing up, you can fucking reach and lean on me. But
that, God, what?
I'm not a midget.
I'm not a midget.
For anyone that doesn't know, Lobo's 5-something. I'm 6'2".
Broad shoulders with the. No. So it basically, oh, God, this is fun now again. thank you for providing the spark that I needed.
What happens when I take over, you see?
No, don't worry. If I'm good tomorrow, I'm taking back over, okay?
You'll be this next podcast, just be like, normal service has been resumed.
That's exactly right. No, but it is how this started was, we get groups together and just shoot the shit. Like, we just talk, and people are free to say, like,
yeah,
I'm not doing well. To me, that's everything in the mental health space. It's like, and I'm going to steal your words. You said this the first time I ever talked to you was, just the fact that someone noticed, just the fact that someone gave a flying fuck. That's it.
Sometimes that's all it needs. If you're like, we all know of people that have just got to the end. And they will text, you know, some people won't, some people will, it's done. But sometimes people will text, they'll message, they'll do everything. And all they need is a reason not to do something stupid. All they need is a reason to be there. All they need is a reason to love themselves. And it's, you're just going, and if I don't know, you get a text or someone is going to go, hey man, I'm not doing well. And you just going, honestly, even if you can't deal with that right now, you're just going to go, you know what, man, I'm doing shit as well. Friday, drink. Friday, coffee. Friday, we'll do something. Or basically just going, hey,
it's there, Sparks.
I've noticed that you're there. I'm not ignoring you. I'm going, hey, I'm not doing well either. I tell you what, we'll catch up. We'll go fishing. We'll do whatever.
It's a response.
They just needed to know that somebody gave a shit. Somebody was there and noticed. Because even if they've messaged 100 people, you're the 100th person. They're just thinking, I'm just going to go to bed and just fucking vegetate. But then they see a message, and suddenly that can mean, oh, someone does care.
Right. And it takes that person on the other side to know that responding is what works.
Yeah.
Like we first started, you know, hanging out or whatever. It was basically like, I told you from like in the morning till about 2 o'clock, I probably won't respond to any messages. So that you knew that, like, it's not me ignoring you. It's that's that portion of the day. And then
I'm hours ahead anyway. So it's
Love Spark podcast is proudly supported by Terry Shabilla, Leo Guinan, Kirk Hofstrom, Casey Elliott, Sarah Delano, Justin Allingham, Blushing Crafter, Jamie Young, and Beth Jones, as well as several others who are anonymous contributors. Without you, this podcast could not continue. So thank you so much for your support.
London's always ahead.
No, it's fucking London, but yes, we are.
but it took intelligence on my part to say, like, I know his personality, and it's similar to mine in terms of, like, if we don't get an immediate response, it's like, they don't care, or they're, you know, this and that. So dictating and saying, like, from this hour to this hour, I'm not going to be responsive. If you send something and I don't get back with you, it's okay.
Look, fucking respond to me. But
does that make sense? I mean, it's basically laying out, like,
for anyone that fed
I'm here for you. Just,
hey, I think, and knowing, and that being both ways, that's the thing with, if you know someone, and that's also the thing of why I would say, if you haven't heard from someone for a while, just send them a text. If you,
yeah,
you know, because left
field reminds me, I need to DM Blushing. That reminds me, I've not heard.
Honest, if as guys, like, we can go 10 years and then go back and see a mate, and it's as if we
spoke. Nothing's ever happened, or right, exactly, yeah.
No, we're shit at that anyway. Every now and again, just be like, just send a text. Just be going, hey, how you doing? You might not get a response, but you don't need to get a response, because they may not respond to you because they're in a shit place, but they still saw your message. They still got that message. So
that is my entire drive. Is that, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
We just share the UK. So, right. So, any Americans over here, this, I have no Americans that have interacted with this. This is where you also, because I've said this before, England and, or UK and America are alike and separated by the same language. Because over here, a normal grating? Fuck, I've got cheese. A normal greeting is, you're right. We're not actually asking for a right. That, I was saying hello. So the response is, you're right. It's, you're right. You're right. That's it. But the problem is, if you don't know
same that, thing, same thing. Like,
because if you don't know that, you might think that someone's actually asking if you're all right. And then that can be awkward. I think, how are you? You know, it's, and are you okay? You know, okay or right. So right, you're right. That right mean just means, you're right. How you doing?
Right. The okay.
That's us actually asking. That's the difference. Because I think sometimes you might, if you know Brits as well, you might throw it away as they don't really want to know how I am. But if we're saying, are you okay? Or how are you? No, we're asking. We are asking.
So would you prefer, are you okay or how are you?
Like, depends on the person.
So for you, I would say it's the how are you? Because you have literally demonstrated a textbook on mental health throughout everything you've ever done of how to deal with these things, and it basically your response is, I feel a little bit shit today, I'm in a low or whatever. But that's confidence to say that to someone you trust, like, in that. So you have to build trust with people, which is so hard for mental health to do, because you don't want to put yourself out there. But if you do, I swear to you, There are people out there. Oh God, I'm getting fired up now. Thank you.
Flames from behind.
There are people out there that will respond to that fucking text. Mm. And there are people out there that will help you.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, I've always said that. If you reach out, someone will reach back.
Right.
It does, and it might be the person you least fucking expect. It might be someone you haven't fucking spoken to for a decade. And
right.
It's like, oh man, I've been meaning to message you. How you doing? You know,
yeah.
And it's like, fuck, that person was.
But it all comes down to confidence to do that.
Yeah.
So what I love about this podcast is we preach confidence in yourself to do what works for you and the confidence to reach out and say, I am shit. Like I did with you today, be like, I'm shit. I'm getting a lot fucking better now, though. I can tell you that.
It's also, I think, making connections when you can. So I did a podcast over on my podcast, which anyone that hasn't, I fucking said I was going to do this. It's Good to Talk podcast. He's on my one, but it's already gone out. So go and fucking watch it. It's Good to Talk podcast. Get your ass over there after this finishes. If he has more views than I do, I won't be happy. Anyway.
That's not
going to
happen.
There was a point to that rant. So I had someone on recently who also has their own podcast within it, and we were talking about people that have been there for us, like coaches, like lecturers at university and whatever. And we were both saying, like, why the fuck don't we message them? Why don't we just say, hey, are you okay? You really helped. By the way, if you don't know, you really like helped me out when I was studying. You really helped me out when I was on this team and I didn't think I was good enough or whatever it is. We both said a person that both of us were like, yeah, why haven't we messaged them? And we were saying to each other, like, go and message them. Like, we should go out because that's a connection. And hey, you might not get a response from that person, but you might do. If you made a connect, if that was a mentor to you, that person was a mentor. You know, they're a supervisor to your degree, or they were a coach for you when you were a college football player, whatever it is. That hurt me to call university college. But no, like if they were a mentor in some way, they'd probably love to hear from you if you're doing okay. You know,
yeah. It's because it's a team. You talked to this person and y'all discussed, oh, wait, we haven't messaged. Why have we not messaged, you know, this person? So it was two of you that helped the one person. So it's, if you get together like this and you just discuss your struggles, it builds and it builds and it builds to the point where, like, if you can't help someone, you're not in the right headspace, someone else fucking is and can. And that is a massive thing to know that you always will have support, no matter what.
Yeah, that's part of what you want to build. You want to have those. So, but there's why I have always hated this, especially with mental health issues. I've always hated the saying of, and they fucking use it in the Muppets Christmas Carol. I know it's a random place, but is if measure of a man, you simply count his friends. Bullshit.
Lev Spark has started a fundraiser called Lauren's Infinity for Crisis Text Line. Just $19 can help someone who is in absolute crisis. Please support that today for the memory of all those who we couldn't get to.
Because for many people, it's so hard to make those friends.
Right, right.
Those people. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't, when you're in a good place, at least reach out and know that you can make those friends.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why we do this. It is to make sure that people feel comfortable saying, hey, Up is a pretty cool person. Mechie is a pretty cool chick. That's...
Just to be clear, I am a complete cunt. But,
No, you are not, okay? Not on here. This is my show.
Right, we go with either one. But it's, you know...
I think you're so loving. And you're so...
It was pain when I said college. Now it's just making work. But this is also the point as well. Like, just
look at my mood.
Well,
look at my mood now that has shifted because I admitted I wasn't okay.
No. But that's the thing is when you're doing, you know, when you're interacting with people, it can be so much better. That's why, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
That's why you go to the gym. That's why you do, because like there's other people around, or you could. I mean, looking this way, think about gym, for instance. If you're lifting weights, okay, if you're doing any kind of bench press, you don't do it alone. You have a fucking spotter, right?
And so if you drop the bar, they got you.
Exactly. And most of the time, actually in the gym, if you just ask a random person, you've just reached out to someone, they're probably going to spot you. Like, it doesn't have to be someone you massively know to still make some kind of connection.
Right. And who knows where that connection can lead. So, like, you ask, hey, can you spot me on this? And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, okay, let's go have a drink after we, you know, whatever. And then and then that spirals into...
Yeah, and then next time, or they might notice, hey, you do similar weight to me. Could you spot me? And next time you're in the gym, hey, man, how you doing?
Yeah. The bottom line is, you are my spotter today. And so we are going to close this out because...
Too fucking heavy, guys. It's too... No.
Close this out.
No, it's mine.
Yes. Oh, no.
You're the goddamn guest, motherfucker. You're the guest. I'm closing out. I won't use my sign off. I won't use my sign off, but I am closing out. And if you don't know what my sign off is, go and look at my podcast. I've already told you. Get the fuck over there. But...
Just get the cookies in advance. Just get the cookies in.
Now you have to go and see my podcast about what you're on about. Right. So,
there it is.
If you haven't reached out, if you're low at the moment, please go and speak to someone. There are so many. If you just go onto your computer, go onto your phone, I mean, you're on one of them to hear us right now. Just put in, I need help. Something is going to come up near you that you can ring, that you can text, whatever it is. Or if it's just a friend, if it's family, there is someone there that can help you. No matter what it is, it can be a close friend, it can be someone you barely know, but someone is going to reach back if you need it. The idea of friendship is something you should always look for. In your future, the next podcast of Lowbell Spark you see will be Lowbell back in charge.